leverage by rolled trousers. The paper was coarse to the touch, the kind of coarse that's mostly imagined a hypersensitivity that's driven by apprehension rather than any sort of heightened awareness. It was in her mind and she knew it. And yet still her thumb ran over the flight bump where the envelope closed, the part that kept her sane, kept her safe. "You won't look at it." She stated the words slowly, deliberately. As each one fell, she was cementing them in place. "That would kind of defeat the point, don't you think?" He sounded amused, and despite the rhetorical question, she shook her head. His outstretched hand was insistent, despite remaining still. "No matter how tempting it gets, you won't look at it." She was pleading now, even though she hadn't meant to. He smiled slowly. That slowness was reassuring. "No." The single syllable was even more deliberate than hers, spoken with the authority and force of a hand coming down on a desk. She bit her lip. "Okay." Her word was small, diminished, hiding in itself, before she finally laid the other end of the envelope in his hand. She carried on holding it for another moment, before letting out a slight gasp as she released it. She winced, as if the whole world would fall apart at that moment. And yet, somehow, it persisted. He tucked the envelope inside his jacket pocket without even looking at it. There was a moment where he patted his hand against it from the outside to make sure it was really there, before that hand hovered in front of him, a single finger did a pirouette. "Stand up and turn around." To anyone else, there would be no difference in the way he sounded. To anyone else, the room would feel the same, look the same. The relationship between these two people would be exactly as it was a few moments before, the only change chronological. To her, the entire axis was shifted. There was steel in his voice, where before there had been velvet. His attitude was one that brokered no compromise, whereas before there was a little leeway. Leeway she had, admittedly, abused, but leeway nonetheless. That was what the envelope was for. She swallowed. "Now." A final lock, the door clicked shut. The word echoed through her head. She stood slowly, before she started to turn around. She didn't make a show of it, but the speed at which she moved turned it into one anyway. He drank her in, sitting back in his chair, one hand pressed against his chin, a single finger running up the side of his face. He marvelled for a moment at this creature, this thing that had so willingly surrendered, despite being so very unwilling, but the day before. This was a culmination, an apex, a peak, the largest obstacle defeated, crumbled into dust before them. He smiled. "Now bend." A bit of the velvet was back in his voice, the steel put away for a moment, but still within reach. It was easy to get carried away, he knew, in the melodrama of it all. Easy to frame this all on some grandiose stage, and cover it in film grain and stark lighting. Easy to place the spotlight on her as he shouted stage directions from the back. It was easy, but at the same time, it wasn't necessary. And it certainly wasn't helpful. A moment of will brought him back down, and he sat up, his face pensive. She was starting to bend at the hip, the little skirt he'd insisted she wore riding up that beautiful bottom, exposing her deliciously before him. He reached to his side, taking the plug in his hand. "As much as I'd hope you'd already understand how our dynamic had just shifted, I'm going to indulge myself and lay out things plain for both of us to see." As he spoke, he was gently rocking the tip of the plug against the dark, puckered flesh of that hole, not pushing, but not exactly resting it there either. "You've just shown your hand. Your jig is, my dear, resolutely up. That means I hold the cards, more so than I ever have. Indeed, we're not operating purely on trust anymore. I don't need to trust that you'll do what I ask because I've got insurance." He patted the pocket of his jacket, a borderline malicious smirk gracing his lips. "Don't I?" He didn't see it, but he knew she had winced, perhaps even swallowed too. "Mm-hmm." A pause, perhaps a breath. "Yes, sir." There was a slight strain in her voice, whether from the force of what he was saying or the tip of that plug. He wasn't entirely sure. "That means your little rebellious streak ends as of now. That little resistance that you've been so frustrated by, a little piece of self-analysis gone wrong, is now erased through necessity. You don't have that option anymore." He forced his tone of voice to be stern without being hard. It was a hard attitude to adopt. "When I say jump, you don't say how high. You just jump. You jump as hard as your little legs will allow, and then you jump again for good measure. Because questions aren't the dominion of you, not anymore." There was a slight grunt from him, a small amused sound. He was getting melodramatic again. As if to emphasize the point, he pushed with her hand at her rear, forced the tip of that plug dry past her anus and into her a good inch or two before he paused, letting her adjust. For a moment his tongue came out, wetting his lips before retreating back in again. His eyes narrowed, trying to focus her a little clearer, save this image to memory, so that he could enjoy this fulcrum shift over and over. "And so," he trailed off deliberately for a moment, before coming back in hard and fast with "mine." He let that hang in the air, filling the room. "That's it, really." You're locked in by your own choice. Remember that when you're pleading and whimpering, when you've broken down and crying, sobbing for me to stop. Remember that this was your idea, and that you came to me with it, as a way of forcing yourself to be better. The steel came back at the end there, just a flash. Taking a little pity on her, he pushed that plug again, until the widest point was enveloped by her, engulfed and hidden. The gasp she threw out made it sound like she'd been holding her breath the entire time, the relief palpable. He smiled, letting go of the plug and patting her bottom. Good girl. His voice was soft, then, all satin and charm. Stand up straight. He sounded relieved. She looked it. You won't open it, she muttered, her head down as she stood straight. No, I won't. He paused, looking up at her. An odd perspective for him. Not unless you make me. The smile that slipped over her lips was entirely a happy one, struck through with a slight tinge of remorse, a kind of prescient regret. Not as much as she hated to admit it, she knew that she was the kind to make him, push him into that corner when things got a little too tough. She hated herself for it. That was why, in the deep recess of his jacket pocket, underneath the envelope, through that coarse paper, there rested a few inked words, still ever so slightly wet. That was why they formed the words they did, a simple, sad pair of words, filled with a mix of love and regret. I'm sorry.